Da 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 哦，扎西德罗。My all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separate from great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. No, I think we are in page 168. And, verses 32, we already done. From bodhicitta, may they never separate and constantly engage in bodhisattva actions. May they be accepted as disciples by the Buddhas, drawing back from that what is demons' work. So this verse is also we recite in Bodhisattva vows, and we experience something and we leave behind something. If you study many intellectual knowledge, and when you study, then not everybody uses those knowledges. But for bodhicitta, since you understand bodhicitta, and after you learn it, and then keep in every day, every time, every place, every situation, is very important. We want, if you travel to some places, certain places, to have a sighting and or some activities, then you went there first once a while, or once, never come back again. So this maybe happens. But here, this is said, it's important to continue to working, progressing in your own behavior, and also way to understand the compassion and the reality of existence. So for this kind of wish, aspiration, and action in compassion, deep vision or deep insight is emptiness, and the vast conduct is compassionate conduct. So these two transform our most deepest suffering and the ignorance. So most of the suffering came from one is too much concern or too much focus on oneself, one's mind, one's kind of a circling to center of mind, me, mine, I, those kind of a concept. For natural reason, if you think of I or mine, what is the problem? The problem is that we are trapped, or we are limited our capacity into very narrow kind of spot, or very narrow experience. Then very too much tied towards self, then many uncomfortable, many fear, many doubt, many rejections, and also special kind of a deep self slave type of yearning and temptation or clinging is coming from that kind of too much importance towards one's own, focusing on oneself. So for that, those, how to, there is a way to transform this attitude and self-tightness, or it's a cruel to oneself if you too thinking about too much about one's kind of mind, then mind become so many intolerable things, and also mind wasn't able to rest. And that's why many people, if you want to worry something, and if you have a race, hatred, or because of too much selfish kind of motivation, then you cannot function well. Your mind is more kind of pursuing twisted reason, or many, you know, because of the fear, you become angry or easily feel many negative, destructive mind. Some people say, I hate the world. Then you think, how come you can hate the world? It's nothing to do with the world. But it's about the fear came from not understanding nature of mind or the function of the mind. And that's for this, it's important, the remedy or medicine is to practice compassion and make one's mind not too focusing on, of course, you have to take care of your daily kind of life and you should progress and something, but also watch your own behavior. It should be constructive, not destructive. And then lead towards altruistic mind. And when you think about or wanted to help and wanted to kind of thinking about the behalf or benefit or well-being of others, then you are automatically kind of away from the trap, from self-centered situation. So many people have a difficult situation once they have too much self-pity or too much anger, too much hopeless kind of thinking, then they have a more desperate situation. But once they don't have a time and or much of thinking is towards to how to help other beings, to help other sentient beings, then your suffering kind of removed, a matter of fact. So these are common experience many people had. No need to become a certain religious person to experience this, but it's a normal situation. This is what is the happening is when we focusing on help others, then we are not centered in ourselves too much. Grasping that much strong and tight is released, relieved, and also self-liberated in that cause of situation. And then another type of situation also make people very dark and trapped in suffering is the everything existence are real, that kind of realness. So for this, also once you felt real, then many people concerned about anything as a too much kind of a impact towards their mind. And even some young people, less patient, then they cannot bear one kind of a harsh words to commit suicide or with a friendship or girlfriend, boyfriend, relationship or parents. They do not have the, capable to, they are capable to think very quick, but they don't have a, maybe they, many people do, but some extreme situation is they make a very quick decision. Then there is no reset button after some situation happens. Then mind become mad and crazy. So if they say, if some people jump over the building or this happens, then I say, there is no reset button. But before that, of course, there are many ways to prevent those events happen. So all not only young, but once we not know how to letting go, or we move on continuously, like you know, leave past in behind, and also learn some experience to move forward. Is there also said, well, there is no one person because of any humiliation they should die. Like no, two wings, since birds has two wings, no birds falling from cliff to die. That means if you understand these are normal situation as a part of a living kind of a human's life, there are sometimes upper and down and kind of zigzag life, sometimes good, sometimes not, sometimes even one day the sun is kind of changing happens, like a business world, political world, also individual human life, also like that. So it's in Buddhist teaching often said, because of impermanence, that says of all things are lacking of intrinsic nature, and it's all things like illusion, like dream. So you shouldn't to be serious, too serious about that. So although there is a kind of consequences of this situation, you should kind of view it as a holistic view, but also see that momentary changing make itself is like illusion. Past looking back is like that. Future now situation now, you tomorrow you look at today, you have a similar experience we see yesterday. So expect that kind of a changing. Not many people too much concern about 10 years ago something events happens, because today is too late or too far from that. So today's worries and seeing something, you should also sometimes looking back and forward to see today's desperate situation will be okay. There is a will, there is a way. It's like that. If there is a how to say, understand the law of causality, then we should work on the right approach. Then it's kind of the best way to do it. So those two, anyway, the compassion and the wisdom aspect of understanding the nature of reality, and not too concentrate oneself, but also should altruistic mind on thinking about more wider beings and the situation, then we have a more ability or to way to deal with things. And then and may these beings, each and every one, enjoy unsurpassed longevity, living always in contentment. May the very name of death be strange to them. Of course, this is a great wish. But of course, in this lifetime, we don't have that kind of a fortune to avoid death. But in certain different time, there are less people ill and have a longer life. In some places, the life is not that easy, but they have a very healthy and a long life. I heard in some places like Hunza Valley in Pakistan. In those places, water and fruits and those are very fresh. produce local kind of food and clothing these. And also within those mountains, I think they are doing a daily exercise to work in different places to get gathering wood to burn wood, and also do fields or work in the fields. So they have a long life, and also many other places like that. Some even doing some harmful activities in daily life, but they do have a relatively long life in this, like some fishing area in Japan, I think. The diet may be also a cause of something. And in Xinjiang also, too, they have many dry fruits to eat, and vegetable, and these are growing produce very large quantities in those land, very fertile land. So they have a longer life. But the Shantideva here is saying, which is a kind of a great aspiration, compassionate aspiration, relative kind of fortune or enjoyment, happiness, is the not having an illness and having longer life. Because today you can see many people dead in different way, unexpected kind of situation, illnesses, pandemic illness, disease happens. And in scientific kind of way to say it, we have today we have a more longer kind of lifespan. In previous time or in 18th century, 17th century, 14th century, life much shorter. And in a more earlier time, life even more kind of shorter. This kind of explanation exists, but I'm not quite sure. Each different place may have a different situation. Not like everyone at those times have a short life. Due to fighting, food shortage, and also other reason, maybe there are less kind of food, this situation. But like Hawaii or many other land, there are certain times they have very rich nutritions and food. Maybe they do have a very long life. And when I was young, my parents and grandpa, these ages level, old people were saying, used to them less heard of anybody ill. If you heard somebody have a stomach problem, must be very old person. Young people never had any stomach problem. And if you heard of somebody ill, it's kind of quite famous in that community. So this one, not that frequent ill is less. But today, even very young age, they have a very different kind of, I think due to maybe factory food, have so many different elements, harmful elements on the earth, water, ocean, and also space. They are polluted, producing pollutions, and polluted food on our table and our pocket. So many chemical things, maybe it's also one thing. The other side, if our medicine are more effective, more complicated kind of disease we have more treatment, also complicated treatment, way of treatment, including those sophisticated facility diagnose the illness, and much kind of developed health care, or these make people longer life. But not illness, but though there are so many things cause death, including fat, become a fat, or many things. So hard. So many people have a psychological problem, and then the behavior is very not normal. And they cannot sleep, or they cannot eat, or they overeat. Sometimes people are also addicted to drug and medicine. So anyway, here is great wish to everybody has a longer life. All in all the 10 directions and one every site may grow of the wish fulfilling trees abound, resounding with the sweetness of the teachings spoken by Buddha and their Bodhisattva here. These are in some sutra teachings also, and may the next verse, and may the earth be wholesome everywhere, free from borders, cliff, and chasm, I don't know. What is this? And the flat and even like a level palm, and the smooth like lapis lazuli. I think this it's a glaze. It's like that, very smooth. You can say glass, but it's other type of. Some are natural stone. So these are close to heaven, or describing in heaven. There's not rarely heard of anybody dead. The death is very rare to heard in heaven. That's also described in Buddhist kind of sutra. Hell beings, or not heaven, in the beings in heaven when they are dying, and it's also, as we said, it's a very quite a shocking situation, not normally happens there, and when their physical existence become a less kind of a beautiful or attractive than other heaven beings, in keeping the distance and pray for them, and sometimes also throwing flowers towards them. Used to their body automatically has perfume like a good smelling, but now within almost like last 7 days in heaven, they become smiley, and also natural kind of a clothing and ornament flowers or surrounding them also become kind of dry out or dying. And then because of heaven beings able to see future and past some, but they not pay too much attention towards progressing their own ability, so they have a fear at those last few days. So this happens. It's like that. But above that, if you are able to tend or enlightenment in, you're able to transform your consciousness into like a pure land. It's like a Sambhogakaya world that is more subtle, a peaceful and existence of mind. Then in that place, there's no kind of death situation happens. So it's describing those pure land, the Buddha field. But of course, it's saying, the dedication is to our place because of our own accumulation and of the merit, two merits, compassion, wisdom aspect of two accumulations, then we should, because of, due to our own inner purification, the external existence will be purified into pure land. So in those, there is the Sutra of Infinite Life, they have a very detailed descriptions, describe the narrative, what is pure land like, kind of world is like. And many has our understandable words and description, but also describing those pure land, but also many unexpected and not far from our in this life, in this earth, we don't have that kind of situation that those described is there. If you have time, you can online or check the life, the Sutra of Infinite Life or Infinite Life Sutra. And in those places, it said that there is no harmful living things. We do have like poisons, we can use those poisons sometimes for good purpose or reason and use. In that there is no illness, so you don't have to bring medicine. There is no kind of a enemy, so you don't have to guard yourself. There is no kind of negative kind of behaviors, so you automatically have the environment for constructive or continual progress in your level of realization, that is purifying the subtle analytical kind of aspect of sharpening the understanding. Cognitive obscuration, that subtle cognitive obscuration is purified, pacified, or purified in those levels. And this step, you see, there is a free from boundary, a border. We have many fightings between border, country to country. A few weeks ago, there were some deaths happened in border area in India and China. And the rest, many community and used to sometimes because of border situation, tens of thousands, millions of thousand people killed. This happens. So, but in Pure Land, there is no fighting. There is a total peace or peacefulness and highly enlightened beings, guidance, and with the virtuous kind of people, beings there. So compassion is very, very important. And for many circles of disciples, may multitudes of the bodhisattva living every land, adorning them with every excellency. So in our situation, we have our economic kind of groups and political groups, military groups, and many different other environment. Some are doing good and relative things. Some are not doing well, and the fighting, those happens. And some are even ready to kill many so-called enemy, ready to use all kind of weapon and all what's it called, the unfiltered, uncertified, you know, unlimited kind of a way to so-called win. It's very, very difficult. So there are so many different attitudes and groups exist. So here in Pure Land, what they are doing is to continue, as we said, to progress inner enlightenment. So they are living in with groups following the kind of a Buddha's teaching, Buddha Amitabha and other different Buddha and Bodhisattvas. There are also in a Sanghogakaya level of you can say Pure Land or the Buddha field, the place. These have some are less enlightened, some are more. So there's 10 bhumis are set in these different groups, different level of realization. But all, at least they don't have a very negative behaviors. So then they can be born in that suitable and they're able to manifest in that those world. So they do like virtuous things, but if you are in this world, maybe if they say virtuous thing, they do, if you say you should do good or something, they may say more, say to you, say you should do bad. And, and some people, they do care of their feeling, but they don't much care about the wholeness of life and the kind of past, present, and future lives. And they don't have idea about to go beyond of the samsara or suffering. Then the feeling, of course, there are a lot of revenge and a deep kind of experience. So they want to do harmful thing. And they don't have maybe time or the patience to study, or the environment already neglect those more information. But machine like human being, so we cannot do much in already set up that kind of mind. Of course, this everybody changeable. Everybody, if you meet right cause and the condition. But overall, major kind of society, mainstream society and culture, education system will be the cause of that kind of a different way of beings. Some people self-studied later on, but in education system, you don't have much inner kind of enlightened mind, or we can say, wisdom aspect or compassion aspect, the practice of meditation, this understanding is almost close to nothing. Then what we know is about to material and also to pursuing material in human kind of a society to have their own position and life. So this way, some people say, oh, if you don't know my suffering, you don't have to leave or give me advice, say you should do good. I'm in a suffering, I'm a very difficult situation, so you don't know me, so don't tell me how to do good. So that kind of mind will be there. And some people even have a hatred about the religion. So all type of religion, if they don't know about detail and content, but they don't like it, and also hatred. So for those more difficult, say religion, there are many type of religion, so you shouldn't blindly say we don't like those religious people or something like that. So this is easy to say, but it's ignorance. But these have their own typhoon type of culture. How to say? There are those groups or against religion exist, so they do say something, maybe historical counter religious cause of a war or something to against religion. But if you look detail, then it's individuals kind of a fall or problem. Some religious texts have their own not suitable modern time. Of course, you can say something about this, but over generalizing things and to reject is a kind of a loss of their own opportunity to study more, open mind, and those same things. And from the birth sound and the sign of the tree, from shafts of light and from the sky of itself, the living beings, each and everyone, perceive the constant sound of Dharma. That's also in the white lotus of Dharma. This is a Lotus Sutra, actually, I think. Hindus said, in many Pure Land kind of sutra also mentioned this similarly. Today we have a more advantage. We can use our computer and can cell phone to hearing Dharma teachings. Anytime you don't want to hear, you just push a button, then they will stop. And then when you want, you kind of punch a few words and then you can continue to listen Dharma. So these are very, very convenient. We are very fortunate. In other time, it's almost not existed, this situation. Except if you have a so-called pure vision or kind of dream, you can request teachings in the dream time. Some capable people have those whole section of teachings happen in a dream. But otherwise it's difficult. But today we don't have to be very special, but we are able to receive many sutra and shastras teachings from online. So in Pure Land, it's said birds, today we heard birds, it's just tweet or kind of a sound of birds. Many people say it's like sound of the birds. But in the Pure Land, form of existence capable to give many beautiful teachings, including like some are sound came from the lotus, or some from the like a swine. Or this also said there is a birth swine and a swine on earth. It's different. Otherwise, some people may say, oh, in Pure Land, they still have an animal realm of beings there, so still flying. And then those are you can find in Infinite Life Sutra. And then this is said, it's important that in our life today, we should even a small progress, we should try to do it, like meditation, hearing more of us, one even more stanzas to understand more. So it's a one mind scattering around a person. If he offer one flower to Buddha, and then through this kind of a merit and a gesture, there will be countless Buddha you can meet in future time. Or one person said, Oh, it's that in this Lotus Sutra said, if one person have a little bit slice of attitude of respect others and have this compassion in their mind, very fragile and very little, and so he able to nod his head or slowly raise his one hand and those gestures about the gentleness in front of Buddha's image or kind of respect others will gradually become a cause of become enlightenment. So for this reason, even small things, do positive kind of thing, do good, be good, that kind of, even you can do small things will be the accumulation to cause of the fruition will be the enlightenment, total enlightenment. And in Amitabha Sutra, Infinite Light, Sutra of Infinite Light also said, in those pure land, all can, day and night can hear that those teachings in different levels. So it's like how to understand the five skandhas of, or five power or seven kind of bodhisattva, rays of bodhisattva, eight proper way of doing actions or any many things like that. So when wind blows, the tree and the many jewelries are different jewelries or kind of raise beautiful pleasant sound, and those sound also can hear by people by beings in those pure land can hear mantra or teaching of the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, these understanding. So I think we in this description, people, it's better to read the Sutra of Infinite Light or Infinite Life. These are two different type of sutra. And then my kindly spirit will bring the rain of time on time, for harvest to be rich and fruit plentiful. May princes rule according to the Dharma. May the world be blessed with all prosperity. So this is for our life, this land. First one is this human life. Wish to, or the samsara life, wish to become like a pure land. This aspiration to praying for this, to dedicate merit towards this, continuing this, recent year days, I heard many places have flood, and also, what's it called, the insect chaos, disaster. In many countries in Middle East, in Africa, Northern Africa, and even now in Asian different places. And farmers' harvests become plentiful in this year, maybe difficult. And this, I think yesterday I heard one report, news report said this year or next year too, this year probably okay, there are many storages of food in different country, but next year, and I'm not clear the date, but they said that 250, I think, around roughly 250 million people will be starvation happens. 26 countries or something, it's most hit by these global change, global warming and other reason. So this year is not so good. So 200 or more millions people facing starvation is unthinkable. There are so many people who will be in a suffering, even though we do have a fulfill our stomach every day, and even we overeat, and then diet is not very controlled well, so we could become fat or something like myself. But in some places, they don't have much food to eat. And also I saw even some country, relatively developed country, but they all have a poor section of people, some people even hungry, teenagers, and many places like that happens. But other countries, some are more serious situations. So it's very important that when we, some people may say, if you pray, nothing help. So you pray or not pray, it no make difference. But according to some other people, you concern, not concern, pray or not pray, remember or not remember, pay attention to or not, it's the difference. There is a difference. Even like your parents, they think about you, thinking about you, not make a very really impact to you to a daily life because of their miss you or something, because not everyone having communicating each of needs when they miss you. But that you understand there are many people care about you or miss and love you. That makes you have a more strength and a more kind of protective feeling, more security. And more love, you have something to remember. You have something to kind of trust. And you, they also, if you think and you will lead your action in far or near, or maybe even next life or something, or more, if you say, then you also encourage others. Even one person read newspaper or report something also make small impact. And in this world, sometimes the small make big, great change. It said that like a butterfly, what's it called? Cause of ecology, there changes. There's a theory about the butterfly. Similarly, many good cause by, start by individual. So if these are different, you should, at least you should pray. For, we're not talking about the kind of a mystery of a religious aspect of the prayer, but it's a, that also within those people, goodness of the people behind, the mind, prayer, at least there is no harm by prayer, so why not pray? And then may medicine be full of strength. May sacred words of power be chanted with success. May the spirit of the air that feed on flesh be kind. Their mind be imbued with pity. And as we said before, in different area, different region developed medicinal system. And in ancient time, it said if some places in different year-round time, you have a shortage of food, then sometimes it's because of a shortage of some elements or food that you may have some physical illnesses. So for those, you think you can see some family or children, the kids are too skinny, you should kind of help them to add more nutrition, like I'm not sure, fruits, or dry food, or dry fruits, or milk. And once a time, I remember I eat some butter, peanut butter or something, and then very gain food, gain fat very fast. So then he said, there's medicines that in short time you can build up your body more with the exercise or these. You have no serious illness, but temporarily you should kind of add on more vitamin or some nutrition or these. And second, you should, through ages, like 50, 60, 70, 80s, now you have to add special kind of, taking care of your body with suitable exercise and, what's the 营养品? 怎么说的来着? 营养品. It's nutrition, I think. But it's not medicine. So maybe FDA will regulate those, but not categorize those into real medicine. It's a kind of a okay. Supplement. Yes, supplement. Supplements. So it's according our tradition, it said food is the first medicine. Second medicine is the some food you can balance. If you eat something too much, you will cause this or that problem. Then you can kind of balance the food. Food balance is for first. Like it said, diabetes. Some people, I'm not quite confirmedly sure, but I said to eat samba will be kind of a food to erase that cause of diabetes. So samba is good for blood. No, blood. There are too much oil, or what's it called, the oil in the blood. Then there is a problem or diabetes. So you're changing your food diet to cure yourself. That's first. And second is to supplement in different age and different condition of your body. You can need it. Sometimes it's overuse of those supplements and then also cause problem. And third level of illness is real treatment to use kind of herbal medicine, or sometimes they use kind of some parts of medicine came from the minerals and also some animal products. But mostly it's herbal medicine, so to cure your body. And also use mantra. It said this, then because of medicine, if you're not using the good quality of the herbs or other things, then medicine will be not that effective, or the side effect is very harmful, so harmful. So we should eat medicine, but with a proper kind of understanding of that, to gain the strength. And the secret words is mantra. Mantra has many different mantras. Generally, mantra is to kind of protect your mind. One mantra to eliminate all kind of illusion of hallucination and the thinking this and that, too much wandering mind. You just you cannot stop in your thinking and saying, but then you can read mantra, chant mantra, and then you will purify your mind and protect from your mind from the negativities, the impure mind, or called hatred, or the desire too much, or those five poisons, or those extra more, etc., etc., like that. So, mantra. Then mantra, some mantra, it's called the secret mantra. Secret mantra has the content of very important elements to say how you kind of use simple words to purify three doors, body, speech, and mind. Generally, it's like that. And then some are called the knowledge mantra. Knowledge mantra is more contained behind of these few words. There is a whole explanation, whole teachings on behind. So they use like a very put into very kind of concentrated use very simple words. But if you want, you want to explain, then behind it, there is a vast knowledge. So those kind of mantra. And then Dharani. Dharani is actually not only study, but you should experience those knowledge. For those, this combined into sadhanas, how to gain the theoretical kind of guidance, how you gain into your own experience. So if we read this, there is a invocation or homage, and also all of these are involved in this dharani. Different practice. And then it said, those beings, real being, or other class, eighth class of a demon or something, those beings should, some are harmful to human beings, hungry ghosts or those beings, some are harmful. So wish they have a compassionate mind. In ancient time, there are people who eat human flesh in some forest or place in kind of a very, not very much communication outside. So they catch some enemies, then they will eat a, like Papua New Guinea, I think also like that, some places. In Asia also, like Naga people, you said it also happened, these situations. And there are many places I believe all happens. Even if some sutra teaching said in Sri Lanka in ancient time, even before British came to Sri Lanka, some area of Sri Lankan people or kind of a tribe culture, they do have a shoot enemy and they eat. That kind of a culture exists. So that said, when these harmful beings, there should wish they have a compassion, and then to letting go of these people who captured by them, or robberies or Benedict, those should have a more compassion and then not cause other people pain and suffering. Maybe may beings never suffer anguish. Let them not be sick nor evilly behave. I'm not sure this pronounces. May they have no fear, no suffering, insult. Always may their mind be free from sorrow. So this, you can see, first they said, all beings without kind of a suffering, anguish. Suffer anguish. And suffering, of course, then you, as we say, or ignorance, and then with the ignorance, mother of ignorance, then the right and left great powerful two kind of a helper is the too much attachment and too much kind of a anger. You can say, sometimes people use different phrase words, greed, or you can say, sometimes people say lust, clinging. So many words, but it's able to grab things or able to possess too much or having like a sense of belonging, that kind of a yearning or strong kind of, even you have to harm others to gain. And some are something you don't want, then you can erase or get rid of or delete or whatever. I'm not sure. It's a kind of a reject. Also reject with anger, with even physical fighting and verbal fighting, many things. So one is too much attachment and too much grasping. One is also another type of opposite direction, also another type of attachment. So these are came from the realness of the ignorance. So this first wish everybody free from the pain, and then without ignorance, without sickness, let them not be sick, nor evilly behave. It's a kind of a commit crime or doing bad things. And then the no fear. May they not have a no fear. Fear is a big problem. I think many people used to, we don't talk too much about the fear when I was in Tibet. I think it's not means we don't have fear, but we don't talk much in the society about the fear much. But after I came to America, many people are so much emphasizing or thinking about fear is so important, so obvious in their life. So topic of fear this and fearless and fear this something is very, very popular. So the fear, the enemy of what's an enemy, or the fear of a fear is the basically it's mental problem. If you're not able to understand about your own mind and the function of your mind, the psychology of your mind, then I think the direction to solve of situation fear is not easy. And then also said nor suffering insult. These insult for practitioners, if you see that insult, of course nobody wants to be insulted by people, or you don't want to insult the people by create negative karma, and the future will be there, the consequences. But if you can say also, what is the insult? We shouldn't be too sensitive about the insult. We cannot request or ask everybody not too much over-exaggerate or over-cautious about the insult. Many people will say, oh, today this person insulted me, and tomorrow they may kill me or hit me. So I should revenge, or I should defend against this and that. But as long as we are still in samsara, we are not pure land kind of completely yet. So this is possible in the future. So those times we should be able to tolerate many things, and many people say without thinking, without the proper understanding, these are common. We shouldn't take others' garbage and collect those and then to give it back to everybody. It's difficult. That is incompletable task, or it's difficult to do. And also, when we say, oh, everybody should, the major society should have the culture of tolerance and forgiveness. Then completely fundamentally people will change. The insult, these also can change. Otherwise, if you shout or something to revenge or something, immediately there is impact. But as long as there is a dissatisfaction, there is a hatred, there is a misunderstanding, say or not say, it's like just the appearance differences. But so there is a complete solving situation solution or temporary kind of this balance. We should maybe both do both, but sometimes reaction itself cause more harm than the original kind of situation. These also can possibly happen. So each individual have their own position and this way of understanding. Sometimes it's a too fragile mentality that it causes a fear and relationship problems. Sometimes if you, with your compassion, you're teasing out, you kind of saying this is not right, many people may appreciate. But with anger, with another type of insult, to try to address the situation may not success. And then this is a praying or dedicating for the kind of ultimate reason, ultimate kind of benefit of beings to reach enlightenment and going beyond of this world. For this, we should kind of form this, go beyond of this, of that, go that, go the other shore of transcendental wisdom. Gain the transcendental wisdom. There is some, maybe not criteria, but we should have some preconditions. In monasteries, temples, and the like, may reading and reciting widely flourish. May harmony prevail among the Sangha. Among the Sangha, may its purpose be fulfilled. May ordinary or ordained monks intend upon the practice, find the perfect place for the retreat, for retreat in solitude, abandon every vagrant thoughts, and meditate with a trained and a serviceable mind. So one is in monasteries and temple. Monastery is supposed to be more kind of a scholarly education system, education center. A temple may have a small kind of practitioners there. The temple could be big and small, but generally say monastery, it's more like a academic subject also there, and more. And some are personal retreat center. More reading and reciting. They said not reading, but also lectures or giving some transmissions. Reading is transmission. transformation in different level. First transformation is just the giving the authority to study and the given kind of a lineage, kind of reading lineage, you hold in those. And the second, the explanation. There are some words may not easily to understand or have a chance to misunderstand it. So those readings give you clear explanations. And some are said, you should read this book, then I don't need to read every word to you. It's a kind of a given authority towards some special level of training and books read. So these are called kind of it said give you some reading permission, I think. And the second is like lead you to read one more time, once time, and then more is to explanation. Explanation also there is a many level rough, and some are word by words kind of explanation exists in shastras or these teachings. But it's said they should they continue to study. And then reading and chanting, sometimes it's about the sadhana. Sadhana, I think it's Sanskrit word. Sadhana, it's how you can successfully transform the reading and the intellectual understanding into your own experience. Those, and some chantings are sutra chantings, like praising and aspiration. And some life stories and or different knowledge. Sometimes the result of your understanding when the young age, you already started to memorize many texts and gradually you figure out what this means. Many people able to, when they are young, they got able to memorize, and later on you will have an easier time to not need to always bring books or open many sections of book, but you already memorized in your mind. And then it said also, Sangha should be harmonious. Sangha also community of a practitioner, a group of practitioners. So with those harmony, you should take vows, how to sleep, how to eat, how to be with people, how which kind of a safe boundary is very important. And also the full moon and new moon, these times people have a confession and also gaining the vowels, also the opportunity to continue for life. These are very, very important actually. And then and it preserve the purpose of enlightenment and in harmonious environment. Because the human mind are so complicated, and some are, there is a mysterious, always some people it happens, but with these good motivation and giving guidance and full explanation, teachings, gradually their mind also can be kind of tamed. And be good and more. And some are, when they came to monastery, they are very, very wild, but after a few years, they become very good scholar, within a few years, they already become very, very gentle, nice person. And then ordinary monk, it said, people in ancient time, of course, you will meet a monk or ordinary ordained monk. They have a very feel very happy because they are dedicated to path of enlightenment. They and then people respect the people who were wearing robes and meet them. They kind of take out their hat and have a kind of bow or something to respect them. And when young bhikkhus meet older, elderly bhikkhus also have a similar kind of to bow or something, respect the older, these. But nowadays, maybe not like in ancient time, the many behaviors are changing, but generally existed respect to monks. But today, I think due to ancient time, there are more silent places you can stay. Normally, tourist or cell phone or TV to bothering you, so you have more time to study completely for focusing on the practice and the study. Today, so many, even in famous some caves and in Tibet and Samye or Chimpu, this area, many visitors, some people say, this is a holy place. I wanted to study a little bit and retreat, but always people knocking my door and they try to almost breaking in to my place and take photos and videos and they want to take a photo with me. I thought it's not polite to say no, but it's difficult to take a full kind of a pure solitude retreat there. People easily to reach there. For some people, we, like in our culture, we understand if some people put special sign in door and outside, that means you don't shouldn't close too close to this area or those they shouldn't knock door. But many tourists, they don't know those situations. So and I think this happens. Even and family, they have they are not doing retreat, but while they cannot receive guests, used to we don't have a make phone call or something before. So if one wanted to visit some family, but they have their own some important thing to doing, they cannot take guests to receive guests. They do some special smoke in front. So if they have having a birth or a child or some illness, people should protect from other, shouldn't contact with their other guests or something. Immediately we understand what is the situation. It's not like that. So it said we should admire and respect people who dedicate their life to approaching, probably pursuing enlightenment. And then it said, abandon every very great thought and meditate with the training and the serious of mind. Should take focusing on the study and meditation and made yourself comfortable and at ease to study. Not wondering and worrying too much or something, too many communication and kind of running around like that. May nuns have all their wants spliced. May quarreling and the spirit of a stranger to them. Let all who have embraced monastic life uphold the pure and the unimpairable observance. So this also shows in ancient time, and maybe also nuns have a little more difficult to receive supplies, probably due to in Indian culture also man's or male superior kind of order, the society culture. In Tibet also too, in some area it's good, some area it's less, but overall you can see the nuns less than the monks. And the nuns are Nowadays, there are very scholarly, very good, and very famous Geshe and Kenmo. These are existent. But ancient time is all throughout the history. It's a less kind of a, because not, they cannot do it, but folk society has a bias. I think some degree of the bias. Today, many people even say nuns practice is much more even than average nuns are more dedicated than male kind of or the monks. This some people, even they are reading, chanting, or they do it in the meditation, focusing on very dedicated people there. So like Yachin and those places are mostly nuns. There, even I don't know, some control of a monastery happened a few years and the recent years. But they left monkhood like buildings behind and eliminate and demolish those nuns kind of houses. So it's also maybe, I don't know. I thought it's very strange. In both kind of big monastery, none part of nuns and the housing were demolished. I don't know. It's very strange. I don't think government also take the, what's it called, discrimination of male and female. We don't know the detailed situation, but these are the reality. So it said to be continuous, become a nun, and have a of course everyone with their own kind of body motion vowels, or individual liberation vowels, or bodhisattva vowels, enlightened kind of path. I take these vowels. It's important. And then if you have become a nun or a monk, and then you become lay people again, you disrobe. In some countries, or not countries, but lineages, in Theravada lineages, you cannot do it again in a monk. This is, as I heard some said. But I think in a Buddhist, many places you have to be again. You should be in restart again, but allowed to be a monk again. Some places, but in Mahayana tradition, that's definitely allowed you to not only one, two, but more times. Once you become monk, and you cannot due to some situation, you disrobe, and then you married or you're doing business, and then later on life in age time you want to become monk again, you are allowed to do it. But some places and tradition, they don't allow these are happens. Better to, of course, to keep your life in ordained life. This life, for this life is best. May those who break their discipline repent, and always may they strive and cleanse away their faults, and this may they acquire a fortunate rebirth, wherein to practice stainless discipline. And if you've done anything bad thing, we shouldn't say, oh, that keep nothing happens, like kind of totally ignorant, ignore what happens. But you should regret and to change. And if you also confess, to repay the something you did bad thing, you should address the situation, and So all the time, people should always purify their mind and anything, confess negativities, try to kind of gain full kind of precepts, not in a broken time, place, broken vowel kind of state. Continue to receive full vowels. And then after this life, it's said, if you, what is the problem to breaking vows, then your own promise or something, you cannot, in this life, you have always thinking about something you didn't do well. Like your father or mother saying something very important words or to you, you may always remember. So similarly, kind of these are way to enlightenment. So for you, serious kind of practitioner, for you, important. So it's a kind of keep that guidance and purifying, confess. These are part of all the continue successfully kind of maintain that condition. And it said you become a habituation, breaking again and again, you don't care, then you won't complete. Like people read or books, read this few pages and throw away. And another book, maybe front and later middle and the latter part, to read a few words and then real pages or something. If you the behavior of this, and then you cannot complete many books as a whole. You already have this behavior. Similarly, you break involved in this life many times. Future life also, if, for example, you decided I'm not never harm any of the sentient beings. You killing any sentient beings intentionally. If this happens, then this, if the, you keep this vowel, then even in this life and the dream time and maybe intermediate kind of state of a bardo and the future lives, you still have the bottom line in your mind. Even some kind of illusion or image happen in front of you in a dream something, but you never able to do kind of many harmful things. So it's a other side, you are protected by that. You are not involved in those serious situations. Like some people never speak a bad thing towards people. Then like a bad way to judge. And in fact, that also purified your mind. If you bad, you judge negatively, then you are also judged by your own words. So it's a very kind of a, this regulation or not regulation, it's a precept also, it's protecting the one's own purity. So in this, they said in, you should always keep kind of a, as much as a good virtue. That virtue is, it's kind of a safe for everybody. And it's a great merit towards oneself and others. And then you keep the vow, then not this life and the future life, so will be kind of more fortunate and complete. You practice or do something in the future will be in a whole kind of a situation, good things. May wise and learned be reserved, revered, and always be sustained by arms. May they be purified in mind, and may their fame spread far and wide. So these are people who has knowledge or has experience about the path of enlightenment, and also has able to know how to leave suffering behind and then toward happiness. So these learned scholar or teacher, these should be respected. in some places they respect heroes, but may not expect like learned people. Some places they have more respect than their military or politicians' power position of the power more than they, that. Some people respect more feature of outlook and beauty more than the other. Some places look at the wealth and family name more than these. In some places also have these magicians and mysterious. These are amazing. Some people able to drive ghosts to something, do something or something like that, but not much about how to learn people. So actually learn the beings are very important, much important than military chief or commander, politicians, and kind of some people possess money. It said, sense owners, wealthier people in dumb or in a kind of a not clear mind people have some people with the, you can say, foolish have a wealth. Even it's, of course, it's a legendary story, said Buddha. Like Naga, these are, some are not human being, but they have more wealth than the human being. it said heroic people in the animal realms, they have a fearless kind of fighters, like tiger and lions. It's not our aim or so much admire about this kind of cruelty, or sometimes it's maybe brave, it's a good kind of quality, but in some are it's negative. They have a merciless kind of these characters. Spiritual guidance, it's for maybe for some people not interested about any the inner kind of path or how to pursuing happiness. They have not only the five sensory level of happiness, more than that, then people may respect the learned kind of practitioners. Otherwise, scientists or these maybe they do mainly study about the material and phenomenon, and use those, transform those understanding and on the study into productivity, and then to serve people. That also respect all levels. There are people respect, should respect different characters, different people. But for people who are pursuing enlightenment or wider life after life, or these, even this present life, if you want to become a more calm, peaceful sense of progress in your own mind, how you transform yourself, not only you buying expensive material to live up yourself, but to use to study and then to progress, inner progress. For these are this important learning beings should have a they should serve. In the material level, in Kim Jong-un, North Korea, he also very much respect the scientists. They have a street name of Scientist Street Avenue or something, Avenue Street. They have the best facility and buildings and to give in towards to the scientists, and have a best kind of a comfort in their capability in country. And then it said, it's important, may they pure, because may they kind of a respect land and also receive alms to sustain their life and also purify through that purified mind and continuously kind of able to practice and continue with this, they should become more unknowing. Some are very learned people. I noticed, like in Taiwan, recent one Geshe passed away. He is a very, very learned person, but not many people know him. He is a very humble person and live very kind of not much outside kind of outreach kind of activities. So he passed away two days ago. He has a, of course, he built up a community and has many learned students now. But outside of that circle, not many people know him. So I also felt a little bit lost for that, for his kind of goodness and knowledge should be spread more in this. I also heard this from news, they learned his death or pass away. So for this, in certain time, in ancient time, even Buddha himself, take this bow and arm, walking on the street in the morning, and then before noontime, they finish kind of meals in the morning section until noontime. Before noon, they will clean the bowl and then rest. To the rest of time, he was leading group, the teachings and meditation. This happens. But nowadays in Southeast Asia, they still have people, ordained monks goes to outside community to take on food. But the rest, I think, supported by friends and students and family in Tibet also like that. And it's important to know, I think, in some culture, they don't understand or they don't have this practice of arm. Maybe some many of them do in a society of a Western society. They have a donation towards church, or these are very long history and very flourishing activities in a certain time. But nowadays too. In other areas, people feel very foreign and strange. They don't like it. You should work in fields or something, product to produce your own something to eat, that kind of idea. But these are different kind of a job, different one society should function, then not everybody should work in a field. And also not everybody in an office. So some people doing this and that in different business, different administrative kind of level, or so many kind of field of job is existed. Tourist, factory, some are doing kind of natural resources, like a tree, and some are doing agriculture, some are nomad, or these raising cattle, or these some digging underground, and some are using the just giving the information services and platform, and these are very popular today. Factories and these, even we have now some people able to do business to go outside of the SpaceX or something. So monks, their main activity, they don't, want to spend in different things, but I wanted to do continuously study and practice. And then some monks also goes to community to giving lectures and teachings. Some monks able to do lead the retreat group. Some monk also dedicated to fighting for human rights, or in many, even Sri Lanka, one famous kind of a Tibetan monk went there to gain their this important essential role to play to gain their independence from British happens. So monks also have a different personality and aim to do it. So for some people may say, oh, monk shouldn't go to political field to write poetry or as a early article or something. But these are difficult to say. In Western, in certain time, after I think Renaissance, this time, people understand how to important to separate the church and the state. These are kind of important. But in some other religious society, they don't have a same content of the religion. So then that the only way is separate church and state is not very clear that is the right way to do it. There is a good reason, but also harmful, or the bad side and good side in different situation. Because in a Buddhist, they said that this teaching always emphasized the temporary and ultimate service in two levels, or to achieve two happiness of ultimate and temporary and ultimate. So temporary means we should maintain order and the society be kind of fair and happy and peaceful in the society. So this happens in Myanmar, I think in 2008 or 9, monks, many monks came out from monastery demonstrate towards the military regime. And that also encouraged many normal people to kind of participate and try to protect those monks. And occasion that military suppressed those uprising or the protest. But later on, that really impacted to Deng Xi, the general wanted to kind of resign his position and to hand off to a more gentler kind of a leader. And this person become a monk later on. This person, politician, the president of Myanmar or something, he maybe not president, I'm not sure, the chairman or. And then he lead the country for many 8 years or something. Then after he finished his term, and the next day I heard news, he said this monk, this person become a monk, and he dressed like monk temporary. He's an old person, but so for some, their faith will be nothing. The person, you know, even America president, himself, maybe one person, one side he's a president, but his other side he's a Christian. So these are no problem. We are not saying, we should all separate and completely kind of take away the religious aspect of people or from politicians. Sometimes not the religious personnel, people are involving politicians, but the politicians try to involve in field of a religious field and then do this and that and then suppress and sometimes manipulating and all of these happens. So for this aspect, maybe it's good to have a distance from politician, to, in order to fulfill long, otherwise that the politician is very, very dangerous, like snake. Politics are many good reason. Nature is neutral, not good or bad. But with negative people, they turn to negative. With the good, they serve in good purpose. And then, so it's like a kind of a different people involving so many complicated situations, so it's a dangerous. So it's snake, you can play, you may gain some wealth according in the Hindu legends, but also snake, playing snake, it said you can kind of curse, you can remove curse, or sometimes they bite you and then you become the victim. So it's like that. So, well, now we will stop here. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a spring by all of the victorious one throughout three times. All of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate practice in this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the storming waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain the two sacred kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy unto defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. And then the one more verses. May the lives of the glorious masters be secure. May all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purify all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. So thank you very much, and we have one more class. So I will wish you the best, and have a great weekend. Trashy develop.